Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Anyway, West Ham, Moyes, Chris Pajak, looks like he is pulling the proverbial plane up just before it crashes into the ground. They look like they're good players, all look like what they are, that's good players. They look like a team that's focused, a team that's desperate to get out of relegation fight. And when you watch Declan Rice and Lucas Paqueta, and you see Antonio, you know, fit enough to actually play a game, and Jarrod Bowen on the wing, you do start to go, like, why? It's mad that they're ever even really in this kind of situation.
Yeah, I think Bowen's had a bit of a struggle this season just getting on the field and stuff, hasn't he? And, you know, when he does get on the field, he's a boss player. I imagine David Moyes is a leather hat kind of pilot. I can't imagine him in a metal helmet. I think he's old school, do you know what I mean? That's what I first went to, because that's when you started doing the old woohoo.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, he's probably going to wear a leather hat. I like Moyes in a leather hat.
What the fuck are you talking about? A leather hat?
You know what I mean?
Like Indiana Jones?
No, like a helmet, hat. But leather. You know what I mean?
Like a biker hat?
With the flappy ears?
Yeah, like that type of pilot.
He puts his own goggles on.
Something from a 60s film.
You're flying an outside plane where he's like, not like a... Not like a plane that anyone else thought of for the last
time. I had it because he's a leather cap. I'm thinking like... Is this some like BDSM thing he's got going on? Like a leather policeman's hat.
Maybe.
I mean, to be fair, we've had a lot of conversations in recent weeks about how good managers tend to get teams out of trouble. And Moyes, I never really truly felt like it was in doubt with them. It feels like they're riding a bit stay on optimism as well. You know, they've actually got a lot of football late, but they've actually got some stuff going on.
Europe's not helped them, has it? I mean, I know
if they win it now, it's great.
I know, yeah, exactly. They're doing well in the Conference League, aren't they? But like, that's difficult when you're a squad as limited as West Ham's to be able to actually navigate group stages or league tables. I don't know what the fucking competition's about. To be honest, I might have to soon. That's all I'm going to say. But like that, and it's no surprise really that there is a bit of an uptick when the fixture list is less congested, even though they've still got those extra games. He's a good manager. Then they're safe, and fingers crossed. He doesn't count this as 3 points that he's going for.
It just shows you what two Premier League wins does.
Yeah.
They were banging trouble, and then they'd be Fulham, and then they'd be Bournemouth, and now they're fine. And they should be fine going forward. So in the middle of that, they obviously, you know, they qualify for a European semi final. Before that, they got absolutely slapped everywhere by Newcastle. That was the 5-1 at West Ham. So it just shows how quickly things can change in the Premier League. You go from that's just the bottom of the league, and we talked about it on bias, of course. Like, it does a lot of crap. And it's a couple of wins. We saw Villa do the other way, a couple of wins, and you fly up. That's what they've done. They had a very good win against Bournemouth. Before that, it was a squeaky win a little bit against Fulham, and it all seems sound. And the issue that you've got is that they still haven't quite figured out the striker thing. It's still Antonio, and he's not available enough for them, and that's a problem. But they have got some really good players, and you're right. The 10th, 11th? Sorry, the 13th. If they win, they can go to the 10th, 11th or something. That's about where given the European run they're on, that feels about right to West Ham.
Yeah. And also, I think Rice over the last few weeks has taken a bit more of a leadership role in terms of attacking as well. Like, in getting forward, and sort of feels to me at the moment like he's starting to drag them over the line in games and really, really affect them. Like.
The 13th, so the 5 points behind Chelsea with 11th. Wouldn't be shocked if West Ham real Chelsea and because they're falling away. So they are a danger, and whenever we play West Ham, we saw the home game earlier this year. It was very tight. You know, there's a penalty missed, isn't there, as well, which kind of say Liverpool a little bit there. So I think it's a tough game. I think the fact that they're effectively a win away from being nailed on safe as well. So they've got every incentive to go for it as well. It's almost a little bit of a freer for them. So I'm expecting a tough game. And again, it's Liverpool away from home. The Leeds results aside, that's the anomaly this season. We're fucking crap away from home. We've got to make sure that we carry on. And
well, they've also had an extra game to us, haven't they? Because they played midweek last week. So they've gone weekend, midweek. We've got that little bit more break. And that's why I think this game's interesting from our perspective in terms of what we do with which 11 we pick, because I can't imagine I'm going to pick the same 11 again.
Yeah, and also going back to the set-piece conversation when we were talking about the Forest game, knowing that you'd have Forest and West Ham on the horizon, putting a bit, if they have put some extra resources into set pieces, these are the games that you wanted it for. Right. Going away from home, it's going to be David Moyes' stuff. Their mission here is to frustrate Liverpool, you know, to stop us in our tracks if they can, because we have at times absolutely spanked them in that ground as well. And if we've got that in our arsenal, then that will, hopefully we won't need it, but Liverpool having a quiver of a variety of different arrows at their disposal would be very useful.
Chris's point's good, because they've gone Thursday, Sunday, then they go,
and they've got a game
Wednesday, Saturday. So they've got a lot on the plate. You are right. So they have got changes where we should be fresh. You know, I mean, we're going Saturday.
In fact, are they? Yeah.
So we're going Saturday, Wednesday. They're going Sunday into Wednesday, having played on the Thursday. We never did. So you're right. In terms of energy and legs, it should suit us. We've just got to prove that we can play away from home. Leeds was obviously an amazing one, but like other than that, really, Liverpool haven't been dominant away from home at all, and I think that's the type of place where you can go where if you don't start and play well, there's momentum can go against you. Their ground,
you need to burst the bubble early, I think.
There you go. Let's end the show there, lads. Well, I think that's on, ladies. That's all. I'm not beating that. Pajak's cupping his ear to the fucking camera. He loves that one.
It's interesting.
No better than a good old dad joke, brother. Shit joke.
They've actually got Crystal Palace to come for the weekend. The half-12 kickoff as well on Saturday. They go away to City. They've got United at home. They've got AZ Alkmaar in a two-legged semi. But in between that is Brentford, Leeds, Leicester to play as well.
Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Be careful though, Chris. Why?
I don't know.
Because it's a trap. Terrible. Unsubscribe from this channel right now. Unsubscribe from us right now.
Sorry, what is that from?
Star Wars.
Go away. Oh, get out, child.
What is that? Oh, Mr. God.
So what was it? They've got an interesting hand to had in the relegation fight and potentially the European place as well, with Brentford and Manchester United to come. But obviously, we need to take our points. Where I'm at with this, Chloe, is it is a tough game. Our away form is still absolutely abysmal, despite the fact that beating Leeds was great, certainly. We just need to get any win here. And, you know, we were chatting about it in the ground at the weekend. Get this win. Do Spurs at the weekend and have a look at the Premier League table and just see what it looks like. And if we've put down four back-to-back wins, and then you get to add on, well, we're unbeaten in six or whatever off the back of that with the draws that go before it, that's a run of form, and then you can start to have conversations and start to maybe plan out a route. But we're at last chance saloon every single game at the moment. It's a pointless waste of time for us to look further down the line. It's a hell of a game to come in the weekend in the midweek. We've just got to go and find a way to get those 3 points.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. They're obviously on the up in their recent performances. They've had big players step up. They've also got the. It is away from home, and yeah, I'm not too sure whether they can create an unbelievable atmosphere, but they'll be up for it because they know that if they get another win, they're safe. For Liverpool, it's just about, once again, how many times have I asked them to do this? In the first 15 minutes, be solid. Because I don't... The thing about these teams, which is why I was a little bit surprised with Nottingham Forest, is if you have a go at us, you can get at us because we're crap, because we crumble usually and we have all season. When they sat off us, yeah, we couldn't really create much, but I sat there and thought, well, they've not really had anything. Like, all we need is, you know, one moment where they get a little bit lackadaisy or they get a bit, like, you know, tired because we've moved the ball about. Uh-huh. And one opening where we can get at them. The thing is West Ham have more clinical players than Nottingham Forest. For me, they've got better players, and Nottingham Forest scored two against us at Anfield the other day. So Liverpool just need to be solid, make sure the crowd's quiet after 15, play their own game, don't get frustrated. How many times they got frustrated over the weekend? Don't, just keep the ball moving, inject a bit of pace, and look, we've got enough people off the bench who can come in and have an effect if Liverpool are struggling.
Newcastle emptied that ground a couple of weeks ago, and I think, look, Newcastle obviously got a much greater head of steam up than we have at this point, but it's doable. You know, your point's right, because they're a couple of games from either being sucked back into the mire of the relegation, which comes with its misery, or the beach, where the season's done, start thinking about what you're going to be doing next. It's always been a weird place since they've moved to that ground as well. Their fans just love losing their heads. We've seen fist fights in that ground, which is mad to see your own fans sitting on each other and scrapping and stuff. That's kind of what we're playing for. I don't think they're
nice comfortable seats in the home end, though.
It
was. And they have got this European semi-final.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, get it head against them and let them start thinking about that. Start saving legs for that kind
what's
of
thing. What's your, you mentioned it before, Chris, what are you doing differently if
Jordan
Henderson's
not playing
things?
He's had four on the bounce, has he not?
Oh, yeah. And those probably it. Jones, I think both of those lads are probably looking for a refresh, to be honest with you.
How do you achieve that?
Harvey Elliott's been just kind of bombed, hasn't he?
It's because that right wing job is so defensive minded now. I'm asking Harvey to go and be the one who fills in if Trent comes in.
Do you put him in Jones' position?
I mean, if that'd probably be Thiago, wouldn't it? I can see it being Thiago and Milner for Hendo and Jones.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is my thing on this change of system, is that it perfectly suits Trent Alexander-Arnold, but if anyone's ever played footy manager where you do all your summer signings and then you realise it's not working and you change formation and all of a sudden you've got a lot of AM/Cs in a team that plays 4-4-2 and doesn't have a single room for them, I feel like we've got a lot of lads who don't...
I think Harvey Elliott's fine for that, to be honest. I think maybe overthinking, if I'm honest, because, again, you look at the way Arsenal do it, and it's Odegaard, and he plays that position absolutely fine. The way Henderson's been doing it, he's been going around the outside of Mo Salah a lot of the time.
Around the outside.
God almighty, Eminem now.
I actually enjoyed that one.
So if he's there, Elliot's used to going to the right wing anyway, and that's what Henderson's been doing.
When
he could do when he gets on the pitch. Yeah, absolutely. He fucking comes out to it, Warhol music. Back again. Well, either that or he's playing Mace Welcome Back. It's one of the two anyway, isn't it? tune, by the way. I was listening to that last night, 1:30 in the morning. I just had this inkling to go, you know what? I'm going to listen to Mace, Welcome Back. And I did.
Well done,
you. As you do. So I think that's fine for Harvey Elliott.
What brought that back more recently, though, is because the smell of Lynx, which had, I don't know whether I'd rather be sprayed with Mace or with Lynx, if I'm being perfectly honest.
But anyway. I think if you're gonna play Harvey Elliott there, you do need I don't know who you play on the left hand side. I think Thiago's probably right. I think you're probably right there. I think Harvey's fine for that other eight, to be honest. It's about Canate and it's about Trent for me in the defending.
I think I'd go with the same front three again one more time. I think I'd be safe. I'm looking at maybe getting Diaz in the Tottenham game. I'd be Thiago for Jones. I think Jones has been fine. I think he's been really good. Maybe just one. I think he looked like he was losing a little bit of energy at the end of that game. He looked a bit tired. But again, he hasn't played all season. To then go 4 or 5 on the spin might be tough. I think I'd go Milner for Henderson. I would be worried if it was Elliott. The discipline of having to get back there time and time again, you're almost wasting him doing that. You're going the other way too much.
Yeah, but the flip side is he's played the right eight all season long.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's played it to a decent level, so he's playing a more advanced role, and we now think he can't do the defensive side.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fine with it. It's also.
If it was at home, I'd be going with you, but because it's away, I'm going with.
You play Milner as an advanced eight.
That's what we're saying.
Milner. It is an advanced eight. I've been rotating, haven't they, off the bench? I mean, I'm
fine with Elliott doing it. I do worry about if West Ham are going to break, they're going to break left with pace.
It's not knowing what the deal is with Thiago. Is Thiago now in rotation with Fabinho for that other defensive midfield slot? Because if he isn't, I don't know who is.
Henderson, maybe.
That's what I mean. Henderson needs a rest. Fabinho could probably do with being rotated. Thiago coming in for Fabinho would make sense from what we've seen again off the bench in the last couple of games, and that leaves you with you're just limited to what we've got left, really, aren't you? You know, you could put I think Elliott could do either of those. You know, I could come in for Jones or for Henderson. I wonder whether you'd ask Henderson to go maybe just go again for another 60 and I've done this, so maybe you just swap Elliott in for Saturday.
Saturday, Wednesday night's a big gap for him. No, really, that's as long, big a gap as you really.
He plays 10 though, and he gets injured when he plays loads of
games.
No,
football. I'm with you. My biggest concern is, are we going to be in that fucking white kit?
Yep, we are.
Yeah, that's horrendous, that, isn't it? That's
bad. You've got to change that at some point. It's too dark. They'll probably say clashes with West, which is stupid because it's green and they don't play in green.
That's my main concern. Rather, who plays?
Well, I wasn't worried about that. Now I am.
Don't be stupid.
Such a clutter.
It's just a fucking kit. It's fine.
Tell that to all the games we've lost.
Oh, right, yeah.
To be fair, every away game. So that's why we're losing. It's being away from home. It's not the kids' fault. It's the fucking crap lads in it. We're not in that field. That's the point. Yeah, that's been a bigger problem.
I think the big thing we got going for us in this one is. It's having the options off the bench. We talked about it earlier. They haven't got an incredibly deep squad. The best lads that they've got will have played a lot of football at this point in the game. In terms of who started at the weekend, talked about it before. Paqueta, Rice, Suchek, Antonio, Bowen will all likely start this game again. But we're getting to, you know, in terms of what they did off the bench, they're bringing on Matheus Vinha, Kiefer Moore. I mean, I've never heard of Jadon Antony, Dango Tara.
Just mixed two manks up there.
No, he's been the Bournemouth team.
Oh, well, yes. Danny Ings is a good player. Yeah, I thought that was weird. Sorry, tell that. They brought on Maxwell Cornet, who's a good player.
Danny Ings, you just get confused as to what club he's at.
That's funny, that.
That's my bad.
They brought Fornals-ings and
they brought Cornet-ings on, so obviously they've got some decent players. But has been able
Fornals
to bring.
Fornals scored.
It was a good header as well, I think.
Yeah, being able to bring Diaz on, being able to bring Darwin Núñez on, and then whoever else is on the bench in terms of the midfield. Hopefully, we've got that bit more firepower if we need to go deep in the game. Because let's be honest, if West Ham are forced to bring on Bournemouth players, to actually, I mean, I'm not sure how your game plan for that. If I'm being perfectly honest,
they're in dire straits when they're bringing Kiefer Moore off the opposition's benches and bring again.
Yeah.
That's funny,
what do we think? Score predictions for this one, Steve?
2-1.
I was going to say 2-1, but I'll go 3-1.
1-0 Liverpool.
2-0. Goal in either half. Well, late first half.
Who's getting the goals?
Bournemouth players.
No, well, who did we play at the weekend? Forest players. I think Jota will score again. And I think Darwin will get one off the bench.
I like it.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.